Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending Colt International's press conference. Today, we're going to be launching our new product for online flight planning, our OFP, which is the next generation of online flight planning and trip support technology. Today, we have three guest speakers to my left. First one will be Malcolm Hawkins, president of Colt International. We'll also have Jeff Brion, which is senior vice president of International Trip Support Services. And at the end, we have Wesley Sharp, which is product manager for online flight planning and data link communications. Today, each one of them will be speaking a quick introduction. We'll also be revealing a short video about our corporation as well as the OFP product in use. And then afterwards, Wes will do a high-level demonstration of the online flight planning system. And then at the end of our press conference, we'll be available for questions, answers. And of course, you're welcome to, at any time, ask questions if you see something that you wanted to drill deeper on the product. And then we will finish up at the end of the press conference. So with that said, I'd like to welcome Malcolm Hawkins to the podium. Thank you.
Good morning. For those of you who know me, you realize I will not need a microphone to have this conversation. I'd like to thank you very much for coming. This new product that we're launching really means a lot to me. It has taken us from a company that started with two people 15 years ago, a flight department that started with two people 15 years ago, working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They literally work for 365 days straight out of the basement of their house. Everybody told us we couldn't come into this market and compete. We've worked very hard to do so. We think we put out a good product. This product represents a lot of time, energy, and effort, and money that we put in for the last few years. And I won't go through the high-level detail. That's something these gentlemen can do. But we wanted to do a product that wasn't a me-too, that capitalized on the deficiencies in the current model in the marketplace. We feel this product does that. At the end of the day, despite coming here and having a press conference or things being said about us, what I like more than anything else is when a pilot finishes looking at this demo, comes to my office and says, you know what, Malcolm, that is just cool. And for me, that's really what the investment and the time and the energy we put into this product represents. Hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions, we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
So, good morning. I'm going to try to do this without the microphone as well. So I've been with Colt for about, 2.5 years now. I've been in this business for over 30, and it's exciting to be part of a company that's trying to create value for customers a different way than traditional organizations are doing it. We're doing that through three or four main key focuses. Of course, our fuel program is our mainstay to the organization. Has grown significantly over the last 15 years. And created value in cheaper price fuel to our customers. But we're also doing it in trip support through who we associate with on a worldwide network of handlers and vendors. We're leveraging the best. We work with the best all around the world. We can still provide and we become flexible with who we use. If a customer has a bad service with somebody that we think is the best at a location, we switch. We switch because the quality is off and we need to go with somebody that's better. We have no ties from commission agreements. We have no ownership in these. So what we become flexible to do, what we need to do for the betterment of our customers. No commission agreements, no ownership allows us to pass on to our customers the price that they should pay, not the inflated price with increased fees that go with commission agreements. So we're proud of that. And we continue to focus on improving our trip support, international trip support. Our focus is quality without compromising service, and we're also leveraging that through cheaper prices. We became number one in the industry in 2011 and all-around best trip support company for 2012 through ProPilot, the Praise Survey, and we can say that we are probably 10 to 15% cheaper than our competitors, and that's something that we're proud of and something that we think customers deserve, and we continue to focus on that by not having any in between middlemen between us and the vendors that are providing the services to our customers. And then finally, it's our online suite of products. Our goal with online services is to leverage as much information to the customer so he can feel comfortable with the decisions that we're making, the decisions he needs to be in charge of that we are making, information to help him plan trips. Unparalleled amount of data is being leveraged through this application and others that we have already in existence, eFuel and TripView. But this one is particularly endearing to us in that it does have an international aspect and lots of information related to overflight clearances, landing, the processing times, stuff that international trip support providers typically would keep in the background for themselves, we are leveraging forward to our customers. Again, the idea is that in a changing environment, customers want more control. They want to be able to do some things on their own, and we're going to help them do that with our tools. So I'm proud to be part of the team that's building this product, and I'm going to hand it over to Wes Sharp, who is our product manager, and we'll give you guys a look at what it means, and hopefully you'll feel the same way. Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and show you a quick video real quick, kind of sum some of these things up.
Any volume? Welcome. Good morning, everybody. Wes Sharp, product manager, online flight planning and data link for Colt. Thank you for your time and attention. One of the things that we really wanted to get across to you guys was the three key themes that we're marching to as we create these systems. And those three things are: we want our customers to know before they go, have the capability to look at information and find out what they need to do, where they're going, how they can plan it, how we can be greater or more transparent with our information in our systems. Efficiency, the graphics-rich capability of the system, the content-rich information that we have allows customers to easily control and save time and efficiency without sacrificing safety or quality. The last thing is really, like we said, the transparency and the integration built on the backbone of our databases and our capability. We leverage that information forward so that the customers can get the benefit of that information as well and work alongside us instead of in the background or in the foreground to understand what the nuances of their trip are, where they need to be, or what capabilities they need to strive towards to be able to complete these missions or trips. So with that, I wanted to talk to you quickly about some of the differentiators
in our system, and some of the capabilities that are really unique in regard to what's out there and available right now. So there's a lot of choices. It's a very mature market when we talk about online flight planning, data link solutions, even international trip support. Been doing this for a long time, in which case I've been a part of some of these. And one of the things that we wanted to focus on were the true differentiators. What are we different? What does the customer need to know about this system instead of the same stuff that everybody else has? So with that, we're going to start with some of our key components that we believe are truly unique and different. I've logged into the website. And our first tool, which is really a tool all unto itself that's going to continue to grow as we go. With more customer impact, more customer interaction, we have a great future for this. And we're going to call this, first let me just select my information. Which is our itinerary planner. This we believe to be revolutionary in the industry right now. The ability to basically replace the string in the globe that we've been using for so long, or great circle mapping, or 80% wind wags, or a straight line time and distance calculator, this is what we've landed on, a graphical planning tool that pulls in the performance of the aircraft, the airway navigation, and the other information as far as capability of, the airway navigation and the aircraft performance and rural winds and temperature data as you go. So quickly, I'm going to see if I can show this to you. Just to give you a better glance at all of the information we're going to put in. So we're going to quickly select this aircraft. You can see that's a King Air. I'm just going to put in a quick departure point. What the tool's going to do now is it's going to generate a route. This route is based on the aircraft performance of that King Air. It's based on navigation. It's based on the airway structure for the airport. So right now we know that this King Air can't make it all the way across, but it's doing a straight line calculation on the Great Circle, the shortest distance between two points. Also, it's doing a route calculation between those two points to find out what it would look like if it would make it all the way across. The availability of this tool internationally and domestically changes. Domestically, you're probably looking for more available airports and you're vetting for the best stop, fuel price, services, features, capabilities. Internationally, you may be looking for an airport of entry that meets those needs over the South Pacific or North Pacific. So by simply putting in some limiting factors, range, fuel, time, we can start to search for the airports that we want. So how far is our stop? In between this section is really the optimization that we're looking for. After that, we're going to say, well, we're going to plan our stop using a limiting factor of maybe 1,200 nautical miles. We're going to plan that. It's going to do a calculation now looking at the straight line distance. And it's going to say, okay, if we could stop, what would we like for that stop? Well, we'd like that stop to be a minimum runway length of 5,000 foot. And we'd like to have Colt fuel, maybe an ILS or customs availability, depending on the scenario. We get this endurance line. So basically what we've got now is along that Great Circle is an optimized route line. This line will turn red, yellow, and green based on the endurance of the aircraft. We can drop it. And then we can pull up airports that meet those criteria. So it's filtered out all the results specific to these. Select one of those airports, plan the leg. In addition, you can find a variety of information, NOTAMs, airport data, weather, handlers. We also have the combination of the charts, so we can look at the high-level VFR for airway planning. Simply plan the leg. So now we're talking about the availability to get quick, simple, efficient, real estimated times en route based on the aircraft performance. So quickly getting an ETE, right, as you need to plan that passenger inbound of what time he needs to leave or what time he needs to arrive, now you're working with real aircraft performance data, right? You're working with real navigation data on what the route would actually be. And you can also look at some of the weather and the capabilities of the system. This tool we're really, really excited about. I don't think we have a whole lot of limits in where this tool is going to go moving forward. Domestically, it's easy to plan a leg. Now we're taking the capability to take this information and the route and pass it to a filing strip where you could file for free. So now we brought in the performance capability of the aircraft, all the airway information, and we're going to allow you to push this into a filing form with 24-hour support from Colt and allow you to file that flight plan, aggregate weather content, and go. We're calling it the file and go piece. So that's something we really thought that it was important for you guys to know about the system. This tool by itself, we believe, is revolutionary. We're going to offer this to our customers. You'll also be able to get to the fuel pricing, set up fuel, some of our core services that are supported around our itinerary planner. The itinerary planner is a tool onto itself that will extend out into the market. With that, I wanted to point out, here's the estimated time en route and the information that we talked about. This is the all the way across. You can see these independently for each leg as we plan. This whole capability is resident in the whole system. So I'm going to jump into the Create Flight Plan page real quick here. Let me hit the... So we'll select a registry. Apologize. Right. There we go. Finger. All right, so we've got an aircraft selected here now, and you see that with some simple information, departure, arrival information, we've got a route planned already. Again, this is just a route. This is not a calculated flight plan. It is based on time, wind, distance, and the aircraft performance. And it shows that you can see this internationally now in the capability. If you need aircraft specifications regarding that aircraft, we bring all that information right at your fingertips. We were talking about the estimated time en route. Notice, simply with just putting in those information now, I've got an estimated time en route 9 hours and 15 minutes with fuel burn, distance, and speed. Again, I haven't even calculated a flight plan for this leg. So if I wanted to calculate a flight plan, this is the information that's based on. Anything I put in this system in that regard now, let's say we wanted to change it and we wanted to go just to, I don't know, we're going to now generate a route and see the efficiency automatically. I haven't calculated a flight plan, 8 hours and 50 minutes, the fuel burn, time and distance between those two city pairs. So one of the unique differentiators is the quick, efficient ability to go in there with three inputs and get information from in regard to a real flight plan or a real route or a real time and distance. So a lot of dispatchers might be looking at several different tools to go get this information. It's all at your fingertips at this point. So that's the accurate ETEs. We're going to talk about some of the content information that you see here. One of the things that Jeff mentioned earlier was really the available information that we're putting in here. So between Newark, we can quickly pull up Newark and see some of the information, get resources on Newark, text weather, NOTAMs, handlers. In addition, we're going to talk about some of the information you don't see about Newark typically from your database or from your other one, which is going to be permits, slots, what's required, what does it take to get in there, what are the airport hours, the communications, obviously all the charts and everything else. Internationally, we look at this information for congruous, and you see now we've got departure slots, landing, handling, permits, airport of operations, stuff that you would typically not see from your international provider looking at this data. So the information readily available as you plan to go get this data and vet this data is the same data that we're using, which speaks of our transparency. The idea of, you ever got anything bad from a trip support company as far as bad data? Possibly. Would it have helped you if you'd have been able to look over their shoulder and see what they were doing at that point in time? Very likely. That access and availability is right here inside of our system, similar to the same tool that, or the same tool that we use to provide these services. So that's some of the content-rich information. I wanted to also point out something that we're very proud of in here. Without running a flight plan again, the available information regarding permits, what is required. So departure, I can see the departure slots, what is required, it's not required, prior permission is not required. However, when I go to the arrival, I can see that it is, an arrival is required into Brazil, and you do need a landing permit for those things. Additionally, what is transpiring en route? So as I look at en route, I can see between this leg now that I need an overflight for, if this was going back to the Lagos, I can see that I've got Western Sahara, Mauritania. I can simply click on this information and look at what's happening, including the threat level for those countries. I've got some resources off to the right that explain what's happening in those. I'm sorry, we have a couple of little issues with the test site. Things like available navigation fees for that route, the required permits for that route, the resources are all things that we can get to pretty simply. Also wanted to point out the ability for the integration. So we're going to look at some of the route planning. Some of the things that we thought were really interesting as we did here was the availability to interact with the content in two different methods. The typical standard typing way, drag and drop, cut and copy, put it in a route, or simply edit the route. Move your waypoint, regenerate the route via point-to-point. This helps you avoid airspace, go through airspace, pick a nav aid that you know is going to be required for that permit, recalculate that route. Additionally, all of our route options include optimized routes, customer routes, recently cleared, recently filed, and additional analyzed routes. The same stuff that you'd expect from the other flight planning systems, the capability to do your ETOPs, ETPs, calculate those, the graphics-rich capability, bringing in also Google Earth. And I don't have this plugged into this computer. But basically the ability now to look at the 3D route and track that says, now I can see the actual altitude profile as it climbs over each individual waypoint, each piece of information. So when you're looking altitude, maybe doing north and south variation, it's easy to correct. The integration with weight and balance, runway analysis. And what I think is the last thing I want to close with here is really the price, the aggregation and the ability to say, most of what you saw here was free. We're offering a subscription to our customers to sign up, get to the website as far as the itinerary planner, run flight plans and file those flight plans. Additionally, if they want to calculate a complex flight plan internationally, that is part of the subscription that they would pay for, but all of this stuff is available to our clients out front for free, with the cost of a flight plan being the option that they want to buy up. this is how we believe, really, that we've come to the differentiators that the other guys didn't have. Bringing in the graphics rich, bringing in the information that they don't have that they don't show you, and sharing it with you to allow you to make those decisions and help us make better decisions as we plan. And that concludes the demonstration. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Wes. It was a lot of information, but on the viewpoint of a pilot perspective and trip support, this is really above or ahead of its time. It's an excellent product that we are launching out, and we're very, very happy with it. Thank you, guys. That pretty much concludes our demonstration and our product launch. We most certainly invite you guys to come out to the booth to see something more in depth at 8526, C8526. And that pretty much concludes our launch, our product launch. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.
Anybody have any questions?
Oh, questions, sorry.
I have a question for Malcolm. How did you come up with the name Colt? Does it have some significance and background?
It does. We bought the company in 1999. It was called Colt Aviation. I called and it was, for y'all don't know the story, it was in bankrupt, and we didn't have any money in our pocket, so we're trying to make this on a shoestring budget from two guys from Pearland and Pasadena, Texas, against competitors that are billion-dollar companies, well-entrenched. And I called, we had a Colt card, and everybody in the industry and the supply side hated it. They hated the name Colt. So I called a friend of mine who had 15 Colt cards on his plane. Said, hey, I'm thinking about changing the name of this company. He goes, if you change the name of that company, I'm going to take your cards off, and I'll not put any new cards back on. So I said, great, we're keeping the name Colt. How are we doing? We hope you enjoyed this product. For those I don't know, I'm a pretty simple guy. Anybody in this room knows I'm pretty, not the sharpest tool in the shed. But what I couldn't figure out is when we are going through years of flight planning and years of data, why flight planning had to be so guarded, why it had to be so cumbersome and secretive. Historically calling a provider and asking for a telephone number from a ground handler, they'd rather give you their firstborn child. I don't understand that concept. The internet's brought us all together. Why guard these secrets? I wanted a product that did to aviation what Travelocity has done to the travel agents. If you wanted to go to Russia years ago, you call up your travel agent, you book it, you go in, you look at brochures, and y'all get together and you plan it and have this great ordeal. Travelocity came along and simplified it. If you want to go to the Virgin Islands next week, I'm fairly confident with your laptop by the end of the day, you can have a trip to the Virgin Islands. Hotel, cars, everything you need. Why can't flights work the same way? Why do we have to guard the information? So we set out to develop a program that we could put in the hands of our customer for when they wanted to go to the Virgin Islands. They get online, they can do it themselves, and they're using the same tools we're using, the same information we have. Now, if they want to go to, and they do it for free. They do it for their subscription, or they can do the domestic for free. Yeah, if you want to go to Russia, we have 35, 40 people who would love to get you there. But if you're confident, you've been to Moscow many times, why keep coming back and having to pay full boat over and over? Why not give you a more efficient way of getting it done? So we hope that's what you take away from this. But our goal is to give you a wide range of products, from the do-it-yourself gentleman to I need a complete handhold, take me everywhere I need to do. I don't want to do anything but make a few phone calls. We hope that y'all view this as a sweet product that does. Yes, sir.
When is this available?
This was our launch. We've been sitting over and beta testing it.
So it's available.
So it'll be launched. We'll be signing folks up this week. We have had a lot of people that we've got presentations to along the way to make sure we were on track.
Can you give a name for this program?
We just call it OFP. Again, we're not the sharpest group around, at least I'm not when it comes to naming. So we called it what it was, online flight planning. OFP. Online flight planning. See, I should have had somebody with a lot of creative intelligence to help me develop a name, but we thought we'd keep it pretty basic. Any other questions?
You've done all right, now.
I try. Anybody else have anything? Folks, we know you have a lot of places you can go and a lot of things you can do. We really appreciate you taking the time to invest in us today. If you have any questions, if you want to come by, if you have anything you want to talk to us, maybe not in the general audience, please stop in and thank you very much. Anybody else? Have a great day, folks.